Hello everyone. It's been a while, I haven't spoken to you. So today I'm talking about the true potential for mothers in a relationship. So I'm AK and I help mothers to be able to excel in life, to be excel in relationships, to excel in their parenting with their children, to be able to excel in doing something that is unique for them, to be able to excel to be who they are, you know, in whatever that they do, and not walk on eggshells because of anybody. So today I'm gonna be having a discussion, you know, on mothers living their true potential in relationships. So we know that being a mother is a special job that comes with, you know, specific stressors and challenges, which is why, you know, I want to be able to take time today to talk to you about how you can tap into your full potential as a mother and thrive in relationships. And when I mean relationships, it's not just relationships with your significant other. I'm talking about relationships, you know, with your children, with your family members, with friends, with in the community, you know. So one of the most important aspects of motherhood is the relationship that you have with yourself. I will not want to forget about the relationship that you have with yourself, which is paramount, which is essential. A lot of mothers that I work with don't have no relationship with themselves. They seem to care about others and they don't think about themselves. And by doing that, they don't really support the people that they're supposed to support well, or even themselves, because they have no clue about who they are. So, you know, it is very essential that, you know, as a mother, you have to take time to understand yourself, to understand who you are, because a lot is expected from you and you cannot give when you don't know who you are, you know. So from, you know, you have to be able to understand yourself from a point of strength, you know. You know, to your values, your emotional needs, you know, your wants, you know, taking that time to reflect and work, you know, on what makes you unique. What is it that makes you a unique being? What is it makes you being a unique mother to yourself, to your children, to your family? You know, what is it that makes you? You know, you have to be able to understand who you are and understand your identity and stay true to your identity. Remain unshakable, even if you are touched or even if you are shaken by whatsoever, by the challenges that comes to you, you know. Embrace your identity. Shine. You know, this will help you to shine in any situation because you know who you are. You know what you want. You know your values. You know what you are standing for. You are not easily shaken by anything, be a yo-yo that is being taunted left or right. No, say no to that. Take time to know who you are. You know, by understanding yourself, you know, you're knowing more deeply, you know, really into the root, into the core of who you are, you know, you can be able to have an awareness of any underlying problems or worries that you may have in your relationships. Yeah. Because you know who you are. It could be fear of abandonment or a feeling of not being supported, you know. Are you worried that you are being abandoned by the people that love you most? By maybe your partner, your friends, and maybe you are living a lonely life in this world? Do you feel that you are not being supported by the people that are close to you, by the family that you were placed in? You have to be able to take stock on these things, which can be able to help you to move forward so as to allow you to realize that your relationships are worth fighting for. The relationships that you have, you cannot be an island, yeah, and just making sure that, you know, you are in union with your relationship. A lot of the problems that a lot of people are facing these days is because they are in broken relationships with parents, broken relationships, sisters, broken relationships, brothers, broken relationship, husband, broken relationship. You are on your own. What kind of nonsense is this? Yeah, I'm not saying where there is high risk is high, where your safety is not guaranteed or you are being abused, you should be in those circumstances. No, but I'm just saying where maybe little things here and there and you just hold grudges forever with your family members and with your friends. Not good, isn't it? While caring for yourself, it is very important for you to extend some care and empathy to the people that are around you, you know? Show kindness, my sisters, my mothers. Show kindness, attentiveness to your children, to your parents, to your friends, to your family. Live your true potential. Reach out to them if you're going through a difficult time. If they judge you, and so what? And so what? If you speak to them, if they tell you things that you are not happy about, then stay quiet. Don't go again to them, but you have to give a try. You can't be on your own and have issues, and you have people, and there's nobody supporting you. What is going on? You cannot live this life by yourself. So if there are any damaged relationships that you've had anywhere, please go back now, you know, and amend those relationships. I'm not saying go into abusive situations. If they're abusive, please, you rather stay in your corner. When it comes to, you know, couples in particular, having a strong and open relationship is very essential with your partner. Discuss about everything. Don't be scared of speaking your mind. Don't be scared of telling something that is wrong. You know, you're walking on eggshells. You can't say because you are scared somebody will get angry or they will leave you. And so what? You have to be open and honest and speak your mind. If you cannot live a life, an honest life, then what kind of life are you living? That partner is not right for you. That's not the person for you. If you cannot even speak your mind, or you speak the things that are on your mind, things you are not happy with, things you are happy with, and just share life, run! This is very crucial because I'm speaking to mothers and you have children. You have to be able to be in good relationships so that you can be able to help your children. Once the relationships are not great, then, you know, you cannot be able to support your children. Learn to communicate openly and talk about issues that may arise. Learn to compromise. Create a deep connection and understanding between the two of you. I mean, between two of your partners. As a mother, it is just natural, my dear. It is just natural to always feel overwhelmed. Sometimes you feel overwhelmed, sometimes you don't feel overwhelmed, but most times you feel overwhelmed, you are stressed. And in particular, you have children, and the children are being observing you stressed. It's so difficult for a developing mind to be able to comprehend what the parents are going through. And it does affect them in their development. Take time out for yourself, mother. Take time out for yourself. Whether you are reading a book, you're watching TV, you're going for a walk, take time for yourself. Take time to invest in yourself, my dear. This will help you to connect with who you are and make your relationship more balanced and harmonious. You want a harmonious, caring, loving relationship, right? With yourself first, and then with the people around you. Nobody, I'm not saying motherhood is easy, but what I'm saying is that it is not impossible for you to live your true potential. You to live your true potential in relationships. Have an awareness, understanding, patience, self-love. And if you do all these things I'm telling you, life will be much more better for you. You'll be able to create meaningful relationships to the people around you and enjoy your life to the fullest and live your life. Excel to your true potential. And what I'm saying is true potential, true you are. Because once you start doing this, you start excelling in many other areas of your life. Some of the things that you could not do, you start doing them. So I would love you to leave a comment. What is it that you've listened today that kind of stirred that thing? What is it that I've said here that may be wrong? What is it that I've said here that might make sense to you or to people that are around you? I would like to hear from you. Okay? So I'm going to leave you for today, but I'll be coming back soon to talk to mothers, because I see that mothers have a lot in their plate and I have to address them to try and help them to live a good life. Success for mothers. Thank you all. Thank you, thank you. My name is AK. And thanks for listening. Bye.